Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. Today's topic is something we all grapple with on a daily basis. Understanding our thoughts. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, careening from one worry to another? You know that feeling when you find yourself spiraling down the rabbit hole of what-ifs or getting caught up in negative self-talk? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, friends, understanding our thoughts isn't about silencing them completely. That's impossible anyway. It's about recognizing them for what they are. Just thoughts. Not facts, not commands, just passing mental events. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a bustling city street. Thoughts are the cars zooming by, some honking loudly, some cruising peacefully. You don't have to jump into every car, right? You can observe them, acknowledge they're there, and choose which ones to pay attention to. So, how do we actually get better at understanding these mental traffic jams? Let me give you 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate the thought highway a little smoother. 1. Recognize the thought stream. The first step is simply awareness. Start paying attention to your thoughts throughout the day. What kinds of things pop up? Are they mostly positive, negative, or neutral? Identifying patterns can be really insightful. You might notice that certain triggers, like traffic or social media, tend to bring on negative thoughts. Once you recognize these patterns, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. 2. Don't judge your thoughts. This is a big one, folks. Remember, your thoughts are not facts. They're just mental events. So don't beat yourself up when you have a negative thought. Just acknowledge it and let it pass. Imagine those cars on the street again. Would you yell at them for honking? Probably not. Treat your thoughts with the same level of detachment. 3. Question your thoughts. When a thought arises, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, our thoughts are based on assumptions or fears rather than facts. By questioning them, we can start to break down those mental roadblocks and see things more clearly. 4. Challenge negative thoughts. We all have those pesky negative self-talk voices in our heads. When you catch yourself thinking something like, I'm not good enough, or, this is too hard, challenge that thought. Ask yourself, what would I say to a friend who was thinking this? Chances are, you'd be more compassionate and understanding. Treat yourself with the same kindness. 5. Focus on the present moment. When your mind starts to wander into worry or past regrets, gently bring it back to the present moment. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear? Smell, taste, touch. This helps ground you and break the cycle of thought spirals. All right, let's dive into a real-world example. Imagine this. You're heading into an important meeting, and suddenly your mind starts racing with negative thoughts. What if I mess up? What if people think I'm not qualified? You feel your heart racing, your palms sweating. That familiar feeling of anxiety creeps in. But remember our key takeaways. First, recognize that these are just thoughts, passing mental events. Don't judge them or let them control you. Second, question those thoughts. What evidence do I have to support this fear? Probably not much, right? Third, challenge those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your strengths and past successes. Instead of letting anxiety paralyze you, focus on what you can control, your preparation, your attitude, your delivery. Breathe deeply, center yourself, and remember that you've got this. So there you have it, folks, a toolbox for understanding and managing those mental traffic jams. Remember, the key is awareness, detachment, and compassion for yourself. By practicing these strategies, you can start to take control of your thoughts and live a more peaceful, fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the stoic love. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Daily Detachment. I'll see you tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and motivation. Until then, stay detached and thrive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.